What is the halacha that I eat something that requires a burning nefashis after it, and then wish to chew gum? In other words, if I were to eat, say, an apple, and then chew gum, do I make a bracha achron on the apple, and then another shahakol after for the gum? Or would that be a bracha of atala? Now, if you had the gum in front of you, or you knew you were going to chew gum when you made the bracha on the apple, obviously the bracha on an apple doesn't take care of the bracha on the gum. This is an adama and this is a shahakol. If you had something that was only a shahakol that you made a bracha on, and you knew you were going to chew the gum, or it was in front of you, then you are yotze with that bracha for the gum also. Even though the bracha achrona is the same, you can make the bracha achrona on the apple after you chew the gum, as long as it's not an inordinate amount of time that you've already digested the apple. There is no bracha achrona on gum because you don't eat a shear in order to necessitate a bracha achrona. So what you should do is eat the apple and then wait till you finish chewing the gum and make a bracha achrona, bari nefashis, on the apple. Or if you want to make a bari nefashis on the apple before and then make a new bracha of shahakol on the gum, that's also okay, since you can't be yotze with the bracha on the apple on the gum anyway, you have to make a new bracha. But if you were, again, were eating something that the bracha is a shahakol, and you knew you were going to chew gum, and you made that one bracha, then before you chew the gum, you should not make a bari nefashos. You should include the gum in the original bracha that you made, and make one bari nefashos after you finish chewing the gum.